Chapter 1. Approximately 4 months following the events of Playing with Fire. I loved Quinn, but if I didn't get a full night of sleep soon, someone would die. I gave it even odds on which one of us would bite the bullet. I'd either expire from his drive to prove he was the perfect man, or I'd snap, pop a few transformatives, and shove my horns so far up his ass it would take a surgeon to separate us. Come hell or high water, I'd enjoy a full 8 hours of sleep. No, I'd enjoy 12, not my current 3 to 4. Not only would I enjoy my rest, I'd have a great time securing it too. Quinn loved the chase. It made him feel important, feeding his ego, and adding extra spring in his step. The smug incubus in disguise didn't need any more damned spring in his step. He needed to be sedated, tucked into bed, and used as a quiet but sexy pillow. Damn it, that was the entire issue. Neither one of us had an off switch, and Quinn viewed it as his personal mission in life to fill my every craving. The months since our haphazard marriage had changed nothing. When he walked into the room, my panties spontaneously combusted. I checked out the bedroom window to make certain he'd taken his cruiser to work. He had. Excellent. The snow would screw with my plans for a while, but I'd make do. I wouldn't use my stash of transformatives until I reached somewhere a lot warmer and drier. I'd eliminate Las Vegas from my bucket list first. If my tall, dark, and handsome failed to find me there, I'd head to California. All I needed to do was confirm my partner in crime still wanted to haul ass across the United States. Using the day-old phone I'd purchased with cash, I called Tiffany. She answered on the second ring. Your man's cruising your block and he's got mine in the car with him. If we want to bust out of this joint sometime today, you need to encourage them to leave. Why does he insist on prowling your block for 20 minutes every damned morning? The same reason there are transformatives stashed in every room in the house, Perquette. It's also the same reason he ripped out a perfectly good fireplace and installed a new one. He's insane. Bailey, we've talked about this before. He's not insane. He loves you. Now, go text him on your other phone and give him the list of things we picked for clues. After you're done, we'll wait for your chief to pull over, read your message, and head to work. If all goes to plan, he'll be distracted by your requests and fail to notice anything amiss. However much it pained me to admit it, Tiffany was right. Whenever I asked for anything, Quinn went overboard catering to me. I sighed. He's worse than a puppy. It's so difficult handling a loving man. Mine needs some excitement in his life, too. That's what we're doing. We're giving them some excitement for Christmas. Or signing up for a divorce. The Cretans need the time off anyway. If it takes them 2 weeks to find us, they obviously need to brush up on their detective skills. Have you sent him the list yet? Working on it. Working on it. I muttered, pulling up the note I'd meticulously typed out, copying it to a text message. He's going to think I've lost my mind. Who asks for an indoor rose plant not for eating? I had to specify, Perquette. If I don't, he gets too much. Last time, he bought 3 dozen roses, and he made certain they were food quality. You specify the color, right? That's important. Yes. Yes, I specified 11 orange roses, not for eating, and I indicated I'd like to plant them outside eventually. I also asked for a single red rose too, also not for eating. You have to admit, you have issues with his rose bushes, Bailey.
I have issues, period.
That too. I sighed. Do you think he'll figure it out? Maybe your man will need help, but mine is a mad scientist freak with a puzzle fetish. They'll be fine. Just make sure you're ready to roll, and read from the script if he calls you on the house line. I texted that I had work to do, and would have my phone off for a while, before I killed the device and tossed it under the couch for safekeeping. I told him I had to work. His inability to reach me would drive him home right on time, which would begin the hunt, as he'd begin searching for me within 5 minutes of discovering I'd given him the slip. I hoped he liked the effort I'd put into wrapping his first clue. An old Elvis vinyl, and a record player for his enjoyment.